Do you really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Darby MFO.
Push it right to the edge. Under this garb, we're perfectly ordinary Americans.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
All hail the American night. What was that? I don't know. Sounds like guns, thunder.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
America, it's becoming like Sodom.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another.
Judge me by my preference. Cops and sex. Let me show my Uncle Sam what I can do, sir. Let me help to bring the terrorists down a peg. If I do some freight deed, I will be a hero. And a hero gay is what I wanna be. There's a star-spangled banner waiting somewhere. In that heaven there should be a place for me.
For many ordinary Americans, this must have been hard to accept.
We'll be right back. at all in that body.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Yeah, that's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows, sometimes documentaries and political speeches, real-world historical events even. Who knows where? Yeah, they're mixed in between and on top of the music. And these sound collages come to you only here on WMFO in Medford, 8 to 10 p.m. on Friday evenings. Tonight, for the second week in a row, we are celebrating the 4th of July holiday with an America-based theme, a widely America-based theme. And this week, we're featuring the American electronic duo, the Crystal Method, and we've got a Native American sub-theme going with a couple of contributions from different Native American artists throughout the sets of the show. We began this evening's episode with Jim Morrison and the Doors and a short track called American Night off of the Doors, an American Prayer album. And then we heard Peter Grudzian with a composition called Star Spangled Banner Waving Somewhere. And I found this on an incredibly eclectic and bizarre album, Songs in the Key of Z, The Curious Universe of Outsider Music. And then we finished our intro set with our featured artists. Yes, the Crystal Method, and a track from their Legion of Boom album called The American Way. Meanwhile, right now, backing me up are the cool sounds of Nate Najjar. Well, that's actually the album as well as the sonics of what we're hearing. But this is his incredibly cool cover version of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And then we've also got, some thunderstorms, or one thunderstorm in particular, as recorded by that sonic genius, Irv Tie-Bell. Shout outs to my usual suspected listeners and communicants down in Smithtown, New York. We've got everybody listening on the radio. Hopefully, right, Dylan? Right, Ryan? Right, Philip? Yeah, Smithtown, New York. Couple of people listening there. And then kind of close by here, just a couple thousand feet away, Chuck and Diane in Medford. And then up in Beverly, Massachusetts, John Fisk. So we've got so many crazy things going on for you in this evening's 5th of July America-themed sound collage. Some of the highlights of that include in the second main set of the show, namely the one that comes after the next one, we've got my Crazy Horse set. And then a little bit later, beyond that, we've got a pre-Woodstock version of Jimi Hendrix playing the Star Spangled Banner at the Los Angeles Forum on April 26, 1969. And yeah, his Woodstock version, it was incredible, but it's kind of been overplayed, so it's really a lot of fun to hear a different version before he did that one. And then hopefully near the end of the sound collage, an Abbie Hoffman and Charles I version of God Bless America, produced by Chuck Yu. And yeah, so many great artists coming up this evening. And of note, in particular in this next set, our first main set of the evening, will be a Guns N' Roses track going out to my Somerville neighbor, Paul Goodwin. And also a fascinating story by Native American Mary Louise Defender Wilson, entitled How Snake Creek Came to Be. So yeah, let's get the rest of your 5th of July Friday night sound collage party going. Oh yeah, Jenna's boyfriend, my niece Jenna, her boyfriend Jack is celebrating the 5th of July down in Smithtown, too, listening to some great music, right? Yeah. Okay, well, let's get the rest of your 5th of July Friday night sound collage party going with our featured artists, the Crystal Method. And here they are with... Okay, we're testing out some new equipment. DJ equipment I'm using, and I see a little adjustment that I need. But yes, here's the Crystal Method, and Keep Hope Alive, the American Dream hardcore underground dance remix version of this, as we begin the 5th of July America celebration. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage.
I say this to you tonight.
WMFO in Medford, Tufts.
Let us not
forget.
Freeform
Radio.
There is hope. There is hope. is hope.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it.
Look at your women crying, look at your young men dying, the way they've always done before. Look at the hate we're breeding, look at the fear we're feeding. Look at the lives we're leading, the way we've always done before.
Still the ones go on and the years go by. We
What's so civil about war anyway?
Zuechawakpa. He doket gehewakpaki yankeki he obadakinkta. He wakpaki dechawaziatakia wanka nahawakpaki he minisho she ed iaya. This story is about how individuals have power and how the all-powerful force around us will sometimes recognize an individual person with the idea that that person is kind and helpful and not abusive in any way. And then they are given this blessing to have some kind of a natural power to help them. And this story concerns a man who was so recognized by Takuwaka, whatever it is that is powerful, and blessed with power to do many things, was recognized in many parts of this land, at least in the northern areas, because he was so able to do so many things, to find things and to help people with certain kinds of sicknesses. And as a result, then wherever he went, people recognized him. People were happy to have him share their food and to have him receive many gifts. So in addition to that, he had wealth, which came from the power that he was blessed with. But we say that power is difficult, and fame is difficult for us to deal with. As human beings, we have these primitive characteristics that are always with us. Therefore, when we have power, we have to be sure that all of these characteristics that are difficult are not guiding us, are not pushing us or running us. And this man who was gifted with this power to do many things began to see himself as not having to keep himself in balance and control. So his sexual urges and his sexual nature became very much a part of what he did. And he began to seduce women and not worry about who he was hurting. Because, of course, you know, people do notice powerful people, and especially if they have pleasing appearances, well, then people will follow them and want to be around them. So in his inability to deal with that primitive part of himself, he would use his power, too, to impress these women. And many times he hurt them, and if they were women already having a family, he would hurt that entire family. But he never thought anything about it. He thought that was his right, since he had so much power and ability to do things. But this one time, well, then he and his friend were going to go toward the west, to the Crow Country, to get horses. And they were walking in this area, which is north of here. And all of a sudden, this man noticed that he had difficulty. It was like he couldn't raise his arms very easily. And then his walking became somehow affected. And that night when they camped, he took off his moccasin and he kind of looked at his feet. Here his toes were growing together. And he looked at his hands. His fingers were kind of the same. And his thumb was adhering to the main part of his hand. So he thought, I wonder what is happening to me. It's like something is growing wrong with me, he thought. So they went walking again. They were going on foot because they were going to get the horses. The next day, well, then it became even more difficult for him to walk. Between his legs, he was growing together there. And then his arms kept growing more and more to his side. And he began to know then that something serious was happening to him. So he began to think about himself and his life. Dedina takua kanki ushimada. He began to think about that. Whatever it is that is powerful has recognized me and blessed me to help the people. And I wonder if the fact that I have not controlled myself in my sexual behavior is causing these problems for me. Because as he thought about himself, it was the one thing he was aware of that he was not doing right. And as time went on, all of a sudden, then a couple days later, he couldn't walk anymore because his legs were joined down to the knees and his arms were joined to his body, down to his hands. And he began to notice that his skin was changing. His skin was getting darker, kind of had little scales on it. And he thought, how? He thought, I have done wrong, so now I know I must pay for it. That next morning he told his friend, Koda mawani o ake hishne, de taku ipach e chamo chanke wanahe wagadaju jukta. He said, my friend, he said, I can't walk anymore. The evil that I have done with my blessing, I must now pay for. His friend said, oh, he said, no, I'll carry you. He said, I know you can't walk anymore, but I'll carry you. No, he said, my friend, just leave me. No, he said, I will carry you. So his friend put him on his back, and they started to walk, and they reached this one place now. Koda amayuta. Friend, he said, look at me. So his friend turned around and looked at him, and here his face was a snake. He said, I've paid for what I did wrong. And he said, I am turning into this snake. People thought I was so good and so powerful and I was so handsome. But now this is what I am. He said, so my friend, he said, and take and lay me down over this hill. He said, I'll take you back to the village. No, he said, lay me there. So he took him and he laid him down there. And he said, I recognize what I have done wrong and I'm sorry for it. And the fact that I've been so gifted, I still want to help the people. So lay me here. And in time, he said, there will be water that will move through here. Tell the people to bring me that special wagmiya zawasna. In our language, we have this corn that we grind up. And then if we really make it special, we put sunflower seeds in it because our people have always had sunflowers. So he said, put those two together. And then you put a little bit of tallow on there. And then you put a few dried berries in there. He said, in the spring of the year, when the ice melts, have them bring that to me and put that in the water. And he said, however I can, I will help them with the rain and the other things they need to make the earth productive. They say that when you go there and the ice has gone out of that stream and where it goes into the Missouri River and you put that corn mixture there, well, then the water just roils like it's a big snake. So the people try to do that in the spring of the year when the ice goes out. The story has all these lessons. When we are blessed with some special gift, we should always be sure that we use it to benefit humankind, and that we should never become proud, and we should always be careful of our primitive self to keep those things under control. But when we realize that we have done something wrong and we must pay as this man did, then we can also turn it around and do something that will help the people.
In 1805, Lewis and Clark described in their journals a country teeming with wildlife.
Bison as far as the eye can see.
Rivers churning with fish.
They wrote of scenes of endless beauty and of meeting more than 100 nations of American Indian whose lives were one with our environment. Now, imagine what Lewis and Clark and the American Indians they met would say if they walked the trail today. Would they be pleased?
There are herds of homes where the buffalo once roamed.
Or would they feel differently?
Something must be done to save what's left of this great place.
As we commemorate the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, we encourage you to consider what's been lost and what we can do to preserve what's left of the trail that still winds through us all. Walk with Lewis and Clark and see what you discover at www.lewisandclark200.org.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. And this evening, this 5th of July, 2024, we are celebrating America. And we're mixing up music from our featured artists, the American electronic duo from Las Vegas, Nevada, the Crystal Method, and some other songs and stories by Native Americans, and then rock and roll music and all the rest. We kicked off that last set with our featured artists and a hardcore underground dance track mix of Keep Hope Alive. There were several versions of that track released on a kind of CDEP. And then we followed that with Guns N' Roses and their song Civil War from Use Your Illusion 2. And then we heard a pretty weird story with all sorts of things, themes and ideas going on in there. A Native American story narrated by Mary Louise Defender Wilson. It's called How Snake Creek Came to Be. And I found that on her album, My Relatives Say, Traditional Dakota Stories. And that's D-A-K-O-T-A-H. Dakota, the American tribes. And then we finished off the music in that set with Alice Cooper and Lost in America. And then we heard what's now a vintage public service message on the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, American Indian Journal. So right now, we are having a version of Stars and Stripes Forever as performed by the Hawaiian Kalima Brothers on a ukulele. And yeah, we got a little bit more of Irv's Ty Bell's Ultimate Thunderstorm going on. So the set that we're going to be hearing up next is my Crazy Horse set this evening in honor of the Native American leader, Crazy Horse, who was killed by an American soldier who was guarding him when he was in custody in 1877. He was about 35 years old when he was killed. And we're going to be hearing three songs called Crazy Horse, and we're going to be having the other song in there is going to be performed by Neil Young and his band Crazy Horse, something from the Farm Aid Live concerts, going way back a bit, the track called Homegrown. But first, we're going to start off this set with a piece by John Trudell, who was a Native American author, poet, actor, musician, and political activist. He was the spokesperson for the United Indians of All Tribes takeover of the Alcatraz prison in San Francisco Bay beginning in 1969, broadcasting as Radio Free Alcatraz. Oh yeah, we like those crazy radio DJ people, don't we, Jack and Jenna? Yes, and Chuck and Diane. And during most of the 1970s, John Trudell served as chairman of the American Indian Movement, which was based in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And he sadly died age 69 in 2015. Yes, John Trudell. So we're going to hear his song called, yes, of course, Crazy Horse, in this Crazy Horse set. Here for you now, only on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say. Too many people standing their ground, standing the wrong ground. Predator's face, he possessed a race. Possession, a war that doesn't end. Children of God, feed on children of earth. Days people don't care for people. These days are the hardest. Material fields, material harvest. Decoration on chain that binds. Mirrors gold. The people lose their minds. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth. One mother. One does not sell the earth. The people walk upon. We are the land. today is now and then. Dream smokes touch the clouds. On a day when death didn't die, real world time tricks shadows lie. Red, white, perception, deception. Predator tries civilizing us, but the tribes will not go without return. Genetic light from the other side, a song from the heart, our hearts to give. The wild days, the glory days live. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. We are the seventh generation. We are the seventh generation.